Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Who magnified the Lord with me? Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, August 5th, 2019, the first Monday in this great month. Isn't it wonderful to be alive? And it's Memorization Monday, so we'll have another verse to talk about, memorize, think through, apply into our lives, and hopefully convey a blessing to you as we learn the importance of this verse and why God had it penned for our benefit. But first, which one of you needs this word of encouragement? Or maybe it was just for me, but I woke up today and I had that, "Speak, O Lord, speak, O Lord." And I'm like, what song is that? "Speak, O Lord." And I kept trying to figure out more of the lyrics. And then I typed in, "Speak, O Lord." And sure enough, it was Kristen Getty and Margaret Becker. And I'm not sure when I heard that last. It might have been weeks or months ago, but I can't recall if it was recently by any means. But I'm sure somebody needs to hear it this morning. Maybe just me, but I'll read the lyrics. I just quickly printed them out, and I'll follow with that song before we do our verse for the day on this Memorization Monday. But the lyrics state, "Speak, O Lord, as we come to you to receive the food of your holy word." Now that works well with our Memorization Monday. "Take your truth, plant it deep in us, shape and fashion us in your likeness, that the light of Christ may be seen today in our acts of love and our deeds of faith. Speak, O Lord, and fulfill in us all your purposes for your glory. Teach us, Lord, full obedience, holy reverence, true humility. Test our thoughts and our attitudes in the radiance of your purity. Cause our faith to rise, cause our eyes to see your majestic love and authority. Words of power that can never fail, let their truth prevail over unbelief. Speak, O Lord, and renew our minds. Help us." Here's Kristen Getty and Margaret Becker with the song titled "Speak, O Lord," as we launch into this new week, needing a word and a blessing from the Lord.
"Speak, O Lord, as we come to you to receive the food of your holy word. Take your truth, plant it deep in us, shape and fashion us in your likeness, that the light of Christ might be seen today in our acts of love and our deeds of faith. Speak, O Lord, and fulfill for your glory. Teach us, Lord, full obedience, holy reverence, true humility.
Believe.
Ah, what a wonderful song. Love the lyrics. Kristen Getty, such a gem. I've met her and her husband at National Religious Broadcasters Conventions. They have such a heart for ministry and love to teach worship in various settings and seminars. And I think host every year a special worship workshop or something where they invite people to come and spend a few days with them. So I think Pastor Jason has done that a time or two. Well, to set up today's reading, it's John 14:3. So let me read it, and then after the special song by Carmen and Kim Boyce, Fear Not My Child, I'll read the thoughts of Robert J. Morgan out of his book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. But today's verse, this week's verse, is John 14:3. If I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come back and receive you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also. So to set up today's reading, here's Carmen and Kim Boyce, Fear Not My Child.
In myself I feared the Lord, then was afraid to try once more. That fire in my soul, that's when Jesus came and said,
my spirit gives the strength you need to raise you up and to succeed. And for vision in the night to
was Fear Not My Child by Carmen and Kim Boyce. And I chose that because our reading's going to talk about that we need not fear. Jesus is in control. He has gone to prepare a place for us. He will return. In fact, last week's verse was John 14:2, which says, "In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If not, I would have told you, I am going away to prepare a place for you." So that was last week. And we talked about that place being our mansion in heaven. Well, this is the next verse, John 14:3, and it states, "If I go away and prepare a place for you," so it's the verse that followed last week's thought, he's going and preparing a place for you, "I will come back and receive you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also." So he's assuring his disciples, he's assuring us that he will take us to be with him. So we need not fear. Okay, here's the reading, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. And by the way, Marianne will be with me tomorrow for Testimony Tuesday. Because of circumstances, scheduling, workload, and all the things I've been preparing, we have our fifth board meeting tonight in 50 days. I think last week or some time ago I said we're getting ready for our fourth board meeting in 40 days. Well, this will be our fifth board meeting in 50 days. We're living in very exciting times, and I can't wait to tell you all about it, but would ask that you continue to pray for this radio ministry, the directions God is taking us, the phenomenal opportunities that are presenting themselves, and that all the details will be worked out according to His plan and His purposes, and everything will come together nicely, because I'm biting at the bit to share it all with you, but maybe in a few weeks or a month, we'll know when it all comes together soon. We are working very hard behind the scenes, but it's going to be like that concept out of, I think it's Habakkuk 1:5 or something. "Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I'm going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told." That's in Habakkuk somewhere, I think the first chapter. But when I'm able to share more, it will truly be, you would not believe it. It's that great. Anyways, on today, Memorization Monday, at least I digress some more. We're looking at John 14:3. "If I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come back and receive you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also." Now here's what Robert J. Morgan wrote about this verse. "When we were first married, my wife and I had a visit from a salesman who, wanting to sell us waterless cookware, offered to cook our supper one night. He pulled a pot from his suitcase, put in some carrots, and poured in a little water. 'I thought you said it was waterless,' I said. He replied, 'It is. You use less water. It isn't water-free. It is waterless. Instead of boiling your vegetables in a quart of water, washing away the vitamins, you use just a spoonful of water.' I wish I could say Christians could live a worry-free life, but by all means, we must at least live a worry-less free life. It's true that the Bible tells us not to worry or to let our hearts be troubled, but the fact that we're told not to worry implies the existence of worry in the life of the Christian. Certainly, in the upper room, the disciples had reason to worry. But in John 14, verses 1 through 6, Jesus warned them not to remain in a worried state of mind. He was telling us all, don't succumb to a troubled heart. Don't give in to panic. Don't cave in to anxious care. We aren't to let our hearts remain in a state of agitation, panic, terror, or being upset. I may not be able to avoid being frightened on occasion. I may be unable to avoid flashes of panic or aches of anxiety. Perhaps I can't totally escape the temptation to worry. But I can avoid remaining in such a state or abiding in such a condition. In fact, it's my obligation as a Christian to fight off the sin of anxiety just as I would resist the sin of drunkenness, profanity, lust, or idolatry." This passage is incredibly helpful in fighting the sin of worry, which is unbelief, and it also helps us in times of grief. I often use it at funerals using the simple outline, and then he lists 3 points here. The peace Jesus provides, John 14:1. The place Jesus provides, John 14:2 through 4. And then the third bullet point, the path Jesus provides, John 14:6. Verse 3 is at the center of this text, and in memorizing it, notice how every phrase emphasizes a different aspect of our Lord's promised return. He is going away for the express purpose of preparing a place for us. He will return, and where he is, we will always be. And then his memory tip, in a little box on this page, reading from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan, states, in our list of 100 verses, we've included John 14:1, 2, 3, and 6. Why not go ahead and learn verses 4 and 5, too? It's one of the Bible's most reassuring paragraphs. And then the closing thought, a quote by Matthew Henry, the belief of Christ's second coming, of which he has given us the assurance, is an excellent preservative against trouble of heart. Matthew Henry. Well, some great thoughts to think about, and let me play a good song that goes along with this. I See the Lord by Promise Keepers. It's that concept of Jesus being in heaven, ready to return. He's the Lord of Lords, King of Kings. He's in charge. And like this verse says, if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come back and receive you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also. So when he returns, he'll take us with him. Here's I See the Lord by the Promise Keepers.
I see the Lord seated on the throne, exalted, and the train of his robe fills the temple with glory. Sing holy, sing holy, sing holy.
I don't know about you, but it's a good Monday with good songs, a good scripture verse, the truth that God loves us, He loves you, that as you follow Jesus, you're assured that He's going to come and take you with Him as He's prepared a place for you, and where He's at for all eternity, you will join Him. Wow, what a great blessing, what a great truth. It'll get us through the day, and I trust is an encouragement for you. Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.